Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. Tyler Wren, public school teacher in Texas, who wants Christianity removed from progressive thought, by the way, because religion is inherently hierarchical. Well, he's public about his views and subtly pushes anarchist ideology in his classroom. Nobody messes with Joe. Nobody. He's a tough guy, ask the Saudis. He's a liar is what he is, a thief and a murderer and a destroyer. Now let's discuss the dilemma of Biden, wait for it, and talking about the tough guy. Joe's DOJ has been asked to engage in, well, let's just make a word, persecutorial prosecution against anyone daring to call out the medical establishment for their so-called gender-affirming mutilation operations. And this bit about the government getting into your business thing, well, it's worldwide. In the Netherlands, farmers are in a fight for their very survival. Like Mao in China, the government there is demanding that up to 500, or I think it's up to 600 farmers, sell their land to the government. And it appears they have a deadline within the next year. Devolution. It's all going back to the people. It's a two-year tense moment for America. And then on the election front, Michigan-based Konik is in trouble for storing sensitive election worker data on CCP-controlled servers. Right there in old China. Well, well, well. Let's take a look at all of this, shall we? My dearly beloved, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Tyler Wren, public school teacher in Texas, says he and his fellow progressives want Christianity removed from progressive thought because religion is inherently hierarchical. Well, this goes to the general ignorance of American people about Christianity. It also speaks to the cleverness of devils who confuse people about simple truths. Friend, Christianity is anti-hierarchical. The word hierarchy refers to controlling a group by a ranking system or an organization that is controlled in this way. According to the newer dictionaries, it's, quote, a system or organization in which people or groups are ranked one above the other according to status or authority, end quote. Well, now this is what we have in American politics today for sure, but it is not what the framers had in view. The framers had a more Christian organizational structure in view. Let me explain. Not everything called Christian is. Shakespeare is famous for saying a rose by any other name would smell as sweet, and we all immediately get his point, and it's a good one. On the other hand, many attempt to attach the association we have made with, say, the fragrance of the rose, and use the label for other things not at all so sweet. The left does this all the time. They take words with meanings pleasant and use them to identify things unpleasant. They call slavery by names like liberalism, until that word takes on the odor of what they have given, or what they've labeled with it, and then they switch to another word, like progressivism. My point is, many have taken the name Christian and attached it to a great many things that are not. You could call a pig a rose, but that will not change the stink of the pig. Paul said that anyone who names the name of Christ must depart from iniquity, including the iniquity of tyranny. In case you're among the many who will in that day of judgment cry, Lord, Lord, have not we in thy name done many wonderful works? Only to hear him reply, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Let me deliver Paul's cease and desist order to you right now. Unless you will depart from iniquity, including the iniquity of tyranny, you have no right to use his name. The hierarchical systems in religion have no place in Christianity. His under-shepherds are commanded not to serve as lords over God's heritage. A good shepherd provides an example to follow, not as a lord that demands, but by a life that commands the heart. Christ teaches servant leadership, and he modeled it. Every knee bows to Christ, and every tongue will confess he is Lord. Paul commended the believers in Berea because they tested his teaching by the authority of the Word, who is Christ, spoken through the Scriptures. And he said, speaking of himself and his fellow apostles, that they had no dominion over our faith. And that word translated, dominion, by the way, happens to translate a word that is the root for Lord. The Christian principles of individual liberty require an individual responsibility and government answerable to the people, deriving their just power from the consent of the people. The separation of powers which serve to restrain the government from becoming a tyrannical system of systematic oppression of the people. The Bill of Rights, which has served as the bands and cords, along with our constitutional laws, upon what our founders referred to as the beast called government. Well, they're dismantling these bands and cords and turning this nation into a tyrannical state, complete with a hierarchical system that sets one group as privileged in power, so that the rules apply to thee and not to, well, them, over another group as separated into a class that rules over a class that is ruled. And that's not Christianity, friend. Mr. Anarchist Teacher Wren, well, that's your party, dude. The hierarchy presumes to separate one man or group from the rest and appoint to them an arbitrary right of government, where they can rule with rules that don't even apply to them, and power over the other. It's satanic. It reeks of hell's sulfur. It's a despotic spirit, the spirit that today prevails among demoncrats. I choose my words carefully. No wonder, since they voted God from their party some years back. Did you notice the collapse of that party into an anti-constitution movement following that fateful assembly when the Democratic leadership attempted to recognize God in their party platform? And probably better than, but at the very least, certainly half the party booed and voted it down. The leadership tried three times to get that passed, the two-thirds vote threshold required, and he finally just gave up, and they tried to cover it up, but it was obvious to any viewing that convention. It was 2012. Here's a link to the YouTube video of that floor vote, and this was coming in to Obama's second term, and it must have warmed the cockles of his America as founded hating heart to hear what progress he had made toward realizing his vision of America as no longer a Christian nation. Remember that? That was during his campaign for his first term, about 5 years earlier. And then, not long after he got into office in 2009, he said, "We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation," quote unquote. And so it should not surprise us that our government, in the hands of this godless party, is bent on destroying our Christian framework of government represented in our founding documents, the Declaration that asserted the great truth that all men are created, it could even quote it, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and the Constitution that incorporated a recognition of that great truth in the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments that I have shown, every single one of them, to be rooted in Christian precept and principles, and our laws, which were shaped within the context of a Christian ethos, a culture whose values were literally defined by biblical precepts and principles. See, the Christian life and character of the civil institutions of the United States, by one Benjamin Morris, for a catalog of thousands of documents illustrating the Christian character of this nation under God. The biblical principle of government includes a responsibility to submit to the King as Supreme and magistrates and all officers commissioned to execute the, quote, punishment of evildoers and for the praise to them that do well, end quote. 1 Peter 2, 13-15. And Paul, who told us to subject ourselves to the higher powers, for he said, there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. He said to resist such powers, to resist the ordinance of God. And the consequence for such resistance will be damnation. He said rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. And he warned us, wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? He exhorted us to do that which is good, expecting praise from the same. Because, Paul said, these are God's ministers sent to us for good. And he warned, if we fail to do what is good, but instead do what is evil, we should be afraid because, quote, he beareth not the sword in vain, end quote. Now look, Paul by the Spirit said, He, that is these rulers and these ministers of them that work for them, are ministers of God. They are revengers to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. And all that's in Romans 13, 1-4. Those who say Paul wrote this in view of the Roman government are absolutely correct. Now wait, listen. And this declaration of divine ordination over civil government is huge. It's possible to argue it is the premise of our declaration, and it carries even greater weight as the divine wrecking ball that brought down the tyrannical governments of this world. For this declaration said to Nero, and to all prior to him, and all following. Right? Like God did through Daniel to Nebuchadnezzar. Hey, all of you, your authority is derived not from you, but from me, from God. He is saying, I set you up, and I can and will take you down. He is saying your authority is as a steward under my appointment and ordination. God is the ordaining authority over you, Nero. Now I wonder how Nero would hear that. Do you suppose Nero was like Obama and said, Rome is not under God? Right? Well, this passage says it is. Or I have no regard for man or God, like the unjust judge said. Well, of course, Obama and Biden and Clinton and all these characters, of course they would say that. They don't regard God. Obama totally repudiated this statement. They did not see their authority as coming from God. They rejected that as a premise and so defied the most holy God. And they defy his authority today. They make a mockery of this declaration of divine appointment of authority. They do not fulfill it. They're not the fulfillment of this. They're the mockery of it. These rulers are not under God. They are like the unjust judge who said, I regard not man or God. It's always like that, you know. When a ruler denies God as his authority, he also denies man as his authority and denies anything or anyone as having authority over him. He becomes a tyrant. Listen, if there is no power but of God, and if, as it clearly says here, this power that is under God or that is of God, let me tell you what it does. Well, here's what this power does. It never is a terror to good works, only to the evil. Now stop and think. It does not say this power that comes from God can do as it pleases. It can do whatever it wants because whatever it does comes from God. That's not what the Bible says. That is a satanic lie. Comes right out of hell. That is exactly the sort of power Satan ordains. But it is not the power that God ordains. If the Bible says there is no power but that power ordained by him, that is not a terror to good works but to the evil, well, obviously then, any power that is a terror to good works and is not a terror to the evil is not a power. It is not recognized within the meaning of the word power as it's used in this passage. It is not a power, and it has no divine authority. Okay, I need to take a break here, so hold on. And this is so important, I'm going to pick it up on the other side. I'll be right back.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation. Because Jesus is the King, and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world. to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. Warning, we have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Scheidbach's mind. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Many use Romans 13 to say, anyone who has power is ordained by God to have it. Well, that's just not true. The people can put people into power that God would not have put there if they had chosen according to God's will. Hosea 8 verse 4 says, and God complained against Israel because they set up kings, but not by me. And made princes, and I knew it not. That means he did not acknowledge these princes they appointed. If that offends your theology, well, then you have the divine right of kings lie whispered into your ears that settled into your heart by some seducing spirits teaching doctrines of devils, because, friend, that is not what the Bible teaches. Even a person who says they don't believe in Christ would do well to make certain he votes for those to put in power who do believe and submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Only such will have any understanding of servant leadership and feel compelled by the fear of God to rule in the fear of God, understanding he's going to be held to account by divine judgment. The Bible says the unchristian man or woman can be taken into the power of Satan at his will. 2 Timothy 2:26. Do you want to know how we have ended up in this mess that we're in right now, the situation we're facing now? We put men and women into power who are vulnerable to be taken captive by Satan anytime he chooses, and used to direct this country into a confrontation with the ordaining authority over all power. Now that brings us back to Romans 13. You need the preface for this discussion provided in the first segment, so if you're just now tuning in, get that on the replay. God said, all power is ordained of God. And he made it clear that the power that is ordained of God, well, it does certain things and does not do other things. Any so-called power that does not do the things God said his power does betrays itself as a usurper power, that is, not ordained of God. For we are not told the power that is ordained of God should do this or that. We are told what that power does. This passage allows us to identify what power is at work in our government and what power is not ordained of God. Any power that acts in defiance of the ordaining authority that is declared to be over all power falls into the category of those powers we are called upon to wrestle against. Ephesians 6, 12 and 21 to 21 doesn't tell us to wrestle against God's power, but we're told to wrestle against the powers, to stand against them. These are the powers we are aligned against, and we are called to resist and not assist them. FBI agents following these unlawful and unconstitutional orders, if the Bible says the only power he recognizes as a power is that which executes wrath against evildoers, then it is obvious the word evildoer is to be defined by the ordaining authority. God is the ordaining authority, and he defines what is evil. And the authority he ordained is commissioned with authority from him to execute wrath against such as do evil. Only power that defies the ordained power of God and takes the sword commissioned by him for the execution of wrath against evildoers and turns that sword against patriots peacefully protesting a stolen election, and turns that sword against Christians protesting against the murder of innocent babies, while at the same time, arrogantly, purposely, outrageously, blasphemously ignoring those violent criminals who firebomb pregnancy care centers, providing life-sustaining counsel and provision for mothers in what is called a crisis pregnancy. if the powers in place use the sword in this evil manner, they have no authority from God to do that. And in our case, not only do they have no authority from God, but friend, these people don't have authority from our Constitution. They have no authority from the premise of our Declaration. And because they have contrived to dilute the voice of the people of this country by use of these corrupt voting machines and these policies that facilitate election fraud, universal mail-in ballots, nonsense, refusing to require voter ID, what? And so refuse to give the people an honest election. They have no authority from the people. We don't know what America would choose if they actually had the choice. But the wicked usurper power, let me tell you something, they do know. Oh yeah, they know what would happen. They know they would be cast out on their ears if the people actually had a right to choose. And that's why they resist every reasonable, common sense measure to secure our elections. These people are the usurpers, the anti-government lawbreakers Peter railed against. The people who are groaning under this oppressive regime, they're not the ones described by Peter, who walk after the flesh, he said, in the lust of their uncleanness. That's those guys who despise government. That's not us. That's them. It's Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler, Schiff, the whole crowd that are presumptuous to claim divine authority supports their usurpation. They are self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities, daha, glorious ones. Now, I don't have time to develop this as much as I'd like, but, and I don't know about you, but I would certainly think Jesus would be among the daha, the glorious ones, glorified and seated upon the right hand of the majesty on high. And those he elevates, those who are raised up by him to rule, who will rule in the fear of God, and in that fear of God be just, and the angels which are greater than these people that blaspheme Christ, the angels which are greater than Schumer, who dismisses Christianity and prayer as meaningless, and blasphemes Christ and says your prayers are not going to save you, and faith isn't going to help you in this pandemic, and other such blasphemy from their wicked lips, these are natural brute beasts. That's who Peter's describing. Listen, read it. 2 Peter chapter 2. He is describing these wicked, usurping rulers who take the power God ordained for execution of wrath upon evildoers and turn that power to use for Satan's purposes. Brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed who speak evil of what they do not understand. But we have understanding from scriptures to know, like Elijah knew, that Ahab was a wicked king and that his wife was wicked. That his blasphemy and his wickedness would find him and bring him to destruction, like Herod, whom John the Baptist rebuked and declared his sin openly and publicly and accused him for taking his brother's wife, like Paul, who rebuked the centurion, an officer in the Roman army, and challenged him by Roman law and did not say, oh, mighty centurion, you are an officer of the God-ordained Roman government, and so whatever it pleases you to do, you may do. But instead, Paul rebuked the unlawful act of that centurion. Understand, they are the unlawful lawbreakers. They are the despisers of them that are good and the lovers of wicked and evil men and women. They are driven by lust. Adultery permeates and every manner of filthiness of this flesh. They are the perverters of righteousness, and they are in daily defiance of the ordaining authority. They are not the ordained power. They are agents of the dark powers of hell, arrayed against the Christ of God. And it is not a surprise, should not be, that the spirit of anarchy finds its home in the Democrat Party, haters of the divine power and lovers of darkness, the power of darkness. So, anarchy taught in our classrooms? Project Veritas exposed Texas Will Rogers middle school teacher Tyler Wren in an undercover interview declaring progressives want Christianity out of their politics and out of their thinking, admitting he, as an anarchist, that, by the way, this goes together with Antichrist and anarchist, they're almost synonyms. Tyler wants to burn down the entire system, he said. And he uses clever means, he admitted, to teach his ideology to his students in the classroom. Angrily, Wren drives a wedge between his young TikTok followers and their parents and declares that, I'm the parent now. Really? Okay, you anarchist, antichrist, blowhard. You feed them. You clothe them. You pay for their education. Anyway, I must report that Wren apologized for saying that. He explained he should not have used the F-word in his statement. Yeah. Well, as it does sometimes happen, the prophet's boil boils over. So we're going to have to get to the rest of this tonight, and there's some good stuff for our live stream visit this evening. Comfort and counsel for the present distress. Catch me on our Facebook page, or Lighthouse Baptist Church Santa Maria, or Lighthouse Baptist Church in my last name. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button and send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless and save America. And I will see you in church.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. www.godswar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is King and all mankind is subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted that all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer, because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. Go to godswar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.